Welcome to Clifton Health On Air.
I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And we are a local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey.
We are located 12 miles west of New York City.
And we also service the township of Little Falls.
Welcome.
And today we are talking with our social services assistant here at the Clifton Health Department, Nathaniel King, who runs the Lauren Murphy Warming Center and Code Blue. Welcome, Nate.
How are you guys doing?
Welcome.
Hey.
It's good to sit down and talk with you today. I know you've been super busy with Code Blue, but we wanted to have you here on our podcast to tell us a little bit about Code Blue.
Code Blue is a New Jersey state mandate. When temperatures reach 32 degrees during the months of November 1st to March 31st, we have to open up a warming center. In Clifton, we have the Lauren Murphy Warming Center, which is located at 1232 Main Avenue, Clifton, New Jersey, 07011. We accommodate about 22 individuals every night with cots, and others, we allow them to come and grab some food or just refresh for the day. And then we had to eventually ask them to leave, but we try to accommodate as many as we can during those months.
And what is your role at Code Blue?
So I run the Lauren Murphy Warming Center. I just want to say thank you to the late Councilwoman Lauren Murphy. Without her guidance and foundation, she created what we do today. I'd never be able to do what I do and help those people that I can. With the leadership of Nick Villano, the city manager, and John Beagle, the health officer, I'm able to run the Code Blue Lauren Murphy Warming Center. We are open 24/7 currently. We've been open for about 42 nights so far, as of tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
42 nights?
42 nights. This month alone, we're already at 20 nights.
Wow.
Open. Last month, we were open at 18 nights. And in November, we were open for 4 nights. But we've helped out 71 individuals so far. Last month alone, we got 2 people off the streets into some permanent housing. We got 8 people into detox. This month, we have 4 people find housing, as well as 4 people in detox so far.
Wow. Yeah. So can you, I don't want to go super deep into that, but how would someone get those resources?
We call them wraparound resources.
Okay.
We try to meet the person where they're at. When they're at our warming center, we're able to build relationships with these individuals and learn what their past looks like, what they're currently looking for in general for government assistances or any certain things like food stamps, temporary rental assistances. The first thing that anyone should do if they come across anyone who is unhoused, they should call 211, get them on a nationwide database so that we can figure out what kind of resources they might be entitled to as well as in need of.
Mm-hmm.
They can also call our Code Blue Warming Center to get them to us. Our cell phone number is 201-739-1475. Or they could just call the Clifton Police non-emergency number at 973-470-5911. By doing that, they can see if we have any availabilities, get them into our warming center, and just try to help them as best we can. Once they're in there and we can actually make contact with them, we could establish what's needed, what's required. After calling the non-emergency number, just remember that our police, our community police, they're out there to help. They're great individuals that are CIT certified. That's crisis intervention trained. So if you ever have any delicate situation with an individual, you could call the officer and let them know that you're dealing with a CIT situation, and they'll be more understanding of what to do to help. And letting them know that this person might need to get to a warming center, like the Lauren Murphy Warming Center in Clifton. There are several in our county. There's the Salvation Army in Patterson, as well as there's the Dignity House, which is in Passaic. And you could just call 211 if you want to find out what other warming centers are available in the area.
That's so good, because it's not just a warming center, right?
No.
So you have all of these resources also offered to these individuals.
Yeah, and thanks to our community too, we're able to acquire all these resources.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that. I just want to talk about, when is Code Blue open? Why is it open for so long now?
So about a couple of years ago, we did a survey called Point in Time. It's a nationwide survey during the winter months. New Jersey ran it and established that Clifton should try to open up a warming center. we establish that there are unhoused individuals that live in the city that are in need of shelter during the harsh environment, the winters that we face here in the Upper East Coast. The temperatures, once it gets to 32 degrees, we're required to open up our warming center. So, like I said, we are open from November 1st to March 31st. Mm-hmm. We help as many people from.
Awesome. And then can Code Blue be open for 24 hours? Can it be open for some hours? How does that establish? That's basically based on the weather.
Like I said, 32 okay. degrees or below. We have been continuously in a 24/7 operation for over a couple weeks now.
Okay.
A little off and on moments, but we're in 24/7 activation.
And that's a lot. How would you get notified when to open up a Code Blue?
So everything's dictated through the county. Passaic County Board of Social Services and Human Services puts out an email letting us know that the state mandated that we open up for the night based off of location and what the temperatures are reaching based in your county. And right. the county puts out the dates and times, and we activate based off their guidance.
All right. And you were talking about the community helping out and pitching in during a Code Blue. So what does that look like to you?
Luckily, we have several food pantries in town. We have St. Peter's Haven Food Brigade. We also are lucky to have an individual, Kim Castellano from Power One, who donates a lot of the food and all the other things that we need. With those three great organizations, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. But that also goes to say that we have a lot of need. And there are a lot of great places to donate to. You can donate here at the Clifton Health Department. Downstairs at City Hall, 900 Clifton Avenue, we have a bin that you can donate things for the unhoused, like winter jackets, basic necessities, hygiene kits. But going to those nonprofit organizations and donating to them is a great start, too. We also are lucky to have restaurants and other organizations in our town that donate food to our unhoused.
Wow.
Yeah, we have Allwood Diner,
okay.
and we have Love of Grub, who make meals for our unhoused community almost every night.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and every holiday, they're always taking care of their meals.
Yeah, can you describe how Code Blue was during the holiday season?
Thankfully, this year, we were open during the holidays, so we can actually share the holiday celebrations with our unhoused community and provide them with gifts and food and not having to, like last year, we weren't open, so we had to drive out to the campsites and deliver food and gifts to them and celebrate with them at their campsites. But this year, we were able to collectively have them at the warming center and celebrate.
What did that look like?
We had a beautiful Christmas dinner. Thanks to just the Love of Grub and Allwood Diner donating food. Thanksgiving was the same. It was beautiful. We just had a gathering, and everyone was just talking about what they were thankful for and being in the Murphy Warm Center.
Nice. Awesome. We know you do so much for the Lauren Murphy Warming Center, and we just want to thank you so much for everything that you do. But how can the community help in any way just to make sure that Code Blue is running smoothly?
Donate. Donate what you can to the nonprofit organizations that are in our community. Offer a helping hand to those who are down on the luck, because this can happen to any of us, right? We can all be in a situation, a life event happens, and all of a sudden you're on the streets. You're going to hope that there are people there to help you. And what does that look like to you? Are you able to acquire food?
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to acquire a jacket, basic necessities that you don't think about, like boots or something for the winter? So offer what you can. Don't put yourself in a situation. But if you go to these nonprofit organizations like St. Peter's Haven and donate to them, I promise you it gets to the right people.
That's wonderful. And thank you so much, Nate, for spending time with us today. Just want to recap. Code Blue is fully open until further notice, correct?
Yeah, based off the county's guidance, we're open 24/7 until further notice. We were open this whole weekend and going forward until notified.
All right. Is there any final words you would like to say?
I just want to say thank you to the community out there that has such a caring heart, that everyone is very giving. We have had so many donations this year that it blows my mind that we have such good people in this world.
All right. Thank you all for listening. And thank you, Nate, for everything you do.
Thank you.
And this is Clifton Health On Air. We hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks. Lauren, take us out.
Don't forget to tune in to our podcast every other week for a new episode. You may visit our website at www.cliftonnj.org. Follow us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. And before we leave today, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?